Welcome home. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore. We are Baltimore Positive. I love getting these shows out on the road, meeting new people. We're out here in beautiful Carroll County. We are in Hampstead at Greenmount Station, a place that is we're no stranger to this joint. I've been doing shows here about 15 years. We're over in the next to the OTB and next door to the Greenmount Bowl. We had David Richardson stop by, say hello. Chris is back in the kitchen slinging crab cakes out here. I had two fried crab cakes. It is all brought to you by our friends at the Maryland Lottery. Have the scratch-offs on Back to the Future. I'm going to be giving these to our guests here. And you know, when I come out to Carroll County, I used to come out here Christmas time and do my Raven shows and stuff, and I always saw the Christmas lights and the main street, and you have to like drive through pastoral settings to get out here. It's a little far flung, but it's not too far. It's close, but not far. And I come out here and I try to get the Carroll County vibe. I'm a Baltimore County guy, lived in the city, and every time I come out here, I always say to Chris, things are a little different out here, a little different pace, a little slower. I got all my North Carroll stuff here, and I let all the people, the high schools, all fight amongst themselves. But when I saw Carroll County Youth Service Bureau, and Lisa is a LinkedIn, speaking of LinkedIn local, I had Melody here, LinkedIn yes. being a thing. She has brought with her one of her board members. Board, is that right?
Yes,
board
that's member? Correct.
Anthony Santiago is here. He is with Worthington Financial Partners in the real world over in Timonium, in my neck of the woods, Baltimore County guy. I wanted to get Lisa out here to talk about CCYS. SB.org and things that are going on out here. You're helping youth out here try to find a better path. And, you know, I'm from Dundalk originally. Don't hold that against me. But I am familiar with people trying to do the good deeds. And I wanted to have you come on and talk about good things going on up here in Carroll County.
No, absolutely. We appreciate it. And Carroll County is home for me. And CCYSB, we're a nonprofit behavioral health organization based in Westminster, Maryland, and we're dedicated to providing comprehensive mental health and substance abuse services to children, adolescents, and adults throughout Carroll County. We've been established for over 53 years here as an organization, as a nonprofit.
So it says youth, but this is for everybody.
Exactly. The name does not give it away, actually. We do service adults and families.
I just think mental health challenges, and you know, Jim Irsay passed 2 weeks ago, and he had dedicated the end of his life to that sort of work, and you know, I lost a friend to suicide last week.
I'm sorry.
To know there are services out there and people out there, especially a little further out of the city,
right.
a little
right.
more isolated. It would take a family member, take a workmate, take a friend to know somebody's having a challenge in some way.
Yeah.
How do people come to you and access and service your organization?
Now, that's a great question. And I want to hit home on one thing that you said is honestly 1 in 5 will have a mental health crisis. And 50% of them are untreated. And this is a major problem. And it's increasing in our youth from 6 to 17 years old, we've seen an increase in depression in the youth as well.
I think COVID was a weird thing. We're still
exactly. And yeah. socialization and lack of that has increased those numbers. And so how do folks hear about us? One is we have great partnerships out in the community with LifeBridge Hospital, with our law enforcement teams, with the Department of Juvenile Services. All of these folks are aware of our services and will bring the community to us as an outpatient service.
I talk so much about education here, and we talk about crime certainly in the city all the time, and you know, murder numbers that the mayor is up against and all of that. It really does take a village, and I think about, okay, you're out here and you're a troubled young person, and you know, I grew up in Dundalk in the 80s. I mean, I saw it, you know, everywhere in my middle school. Kids that went the wrong way, kids that are long since yep. dead, went to jail, you know, had problems, all drug problems, all the above. Check, check, check. All the above. When you're from a densely populated, lower middle class area like Dundalk, like where I was
New
from.
New York.
Oh, right, of course. I mean, yeah. You know, so you see all these people with challenges, and I think back to my youth and think, well, what services did that kid have? What chance did that kid have? His parents were messed up. Their situation at home was messed up. Didn't have money, food on the tape, just all the way around, things that would lead to the wrong side of the tracks,
yes.
wherever that would be, whatever crime, drug, whatever would become a problem child,
right.
male, female, you know, that's violence right. or nonviolence, wherever it is, where does that child turn? Where would their parents turn? And I hear so much, especially on the right side of the aisle, about taking away government, taking away resources. They have nowhere else to turn.
Exactly.
In any small community, too,
yeah.
Other than they're going to get some government help in some way. The government's going to get involved either in the law, in the school,
right, exactly.
In the correction,
yeah.
In the hospital,
yeah.
In the victims, and whatever happens, government's going to be involved in that problem, especially if that's a problem youth that we can't get in the right way.
That's right.
Correct. Yes, absolutely. And our goal is to create a brighter, healthier community. And by servicing our community-based mental and substance abuse help, we're creating less hospitalizations. We are creating an environment where there's less crime. That is the change that we're putting in place, not only for the individuals involved, but from the community standpoint as well.
How many people a year are you servicing, Lisa?
In 2024, we were able to service 2,100 individuals.
Just here in Carroll County?
Yes, just here in Carroll County. That's just a surprising number.
What's the population of Carroll County?
Good question.
No, in Carroll County, the last statistics I saw, which was in 2025, were over 170,000 population in just Carroll County.
And you serviced 2,100 people. That's
correct.
A lot of people.
Yes, it is. And as much as we're servicing, we're turning away. We need to do more. And that's why we do fundraising, so that we're able to provide more staff members, more counselors. We have social workers that work with us, licensed therapists. We have RNs on staff. We have our medical director, Dr. James. We're providing a holistic approach towards our care.
And Anthony Santiago came. He said, I'm just going to sit here and nod my head and say nothing. Tell me about your involvement. And is it on behalf of Worthington Financial Partners
no,
as well?
No, it's more so on behalf of Carroll County Youth Services Bureau. I'm a financial professional. However, we've gotten involved with the philanthropy group and come up with several ideas, one of which she did local restaurants donating proceeds to Carroll County Services Youth Services Bureau. As you said, the government doesn't get involved here. A lot of what goes on here are grants and donations. So what we at the philanthropy group have been trying to do is just make awareness of what the Youth Services Bureau is doing and what's needed mostly.
So someone's in need here. Let's just talk to somebody out there. Someone lives down the street. Their child, loved one is in need. Mm-hmm. What is the pathway to being involved in your organization to get the help and the care that they need?
Sure. So there's several ways. One is we are a facility that has a open access program on Tuesdays and Wednesdays where they can just come in, get an assessment done. They don't have to wait for an appointment. It's called open access. The other way is to call our main line and speak with Emily, who is our intake coordinator, and she's great at making sure they're comfortable and talking and getting into the right program that would make sense for them.
First things first, let's get a meeting. Let's get you in right away.
Yes.
I can't begin to say, like, my eyes were changing. Getting into my eye doctor, it's acute. It's not like,
right,
I'll see you next month.
Right.
I mean, if you're having a mental health challenge,
you want to be
this is not
right
about
away.
I'll see you a week from Monday.
Right, exactly.
This is about, hey, we got to. This is right here, right now. And you say one in five people will have a mental health crisis.
Yes.
That crisis is temporary, right? You know what I mean?
Good
like
point.
Yes.
But in the moment,
it doesn't feel that way.
It doesn't feel that way at all.
No.
It can feel like the weight of the world, I think, for any of us.
Exactly.
And, you know, I've been at times in my life not knowing exactly where to turn, but knowing that there are resources. One of the reasons I like this open mic is to make sure that somebody is out there suffering. You can know that you're not alone, and there are resources out there and people working at this all day long.
Yes.
And and you have success stories too, right?
Absolutely. And I have great teams. We have our assertive community therapy treatment teams. We have our mobile treatment teams, where we're actually physically going out into the community, meeting people where they are and need us, monitoring their medication, providing them even support with job applications, school applications. We're not just providing them mental health, but we're providing them life skills as well.
That's the way out of the crisis, right? Here's
yes.
a job skill. Here's a job
Absolutely.
App. Here's a school.
Yes.
Here's the next step on the ladder
exactly.
that you can take in facilitating that. Some people don't even know where that next step is.
And there's hope in that. And I think that's what's lacking for many is I feel alone and I can't find hope or change. And so that's what we're bringing is change and hope.
And awareness.
And
as she said, you know, how many years has it
53
been?
53 years.
So you have to imagine 53 years this has been in the community.
This was a farm out here 53 years ago.
Right.
I promise
yes.
you that.
Right. Well, sure, but 1972. Imagine how many folks are just now becoming aware that it exists. And it's been here for 53 years. So that's what a show like this would help with.
Well, I appreciate that. Carroll County Youth Service Bureau is the group. They're out here in Carroll County, but they're not just for youths. I would have gotten that wrong. I would have been, gotten the buzzer wrong here.
I still do.
If I'd have bet on that at the OTB, I'd have been a loser. Anthony Santiago is also here. He works by day at Worthington Financial Planners over in Timonium, Lutherville, but is out here in Carroll County with us. From a Carroll County perspective, you said you're from here, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What do you see as a uniqueness about this area that would lend itself to your organization? I do a lot with opioids. I've talked to a lot of people about that problem being something that's a little bit, not that it's not a city problem, but that is the problem in the rural area. This isn't really rural, but more rural you get.
You're
there are
right
rural
track.
Areas.
Yes, no,
I
sure.
That's true.
Yeah, and this is something that has become like a real problem, and I'm sure 53 years ago, maybe that wasn't the problem people were coming into Carroll County Youth Services for.
No, but we've seen the increase in, I think, with the youth now, more suicide is...
Despair.
We still see drug use. That hasn't changed. What type of drugs have changed, but drug use itself has not changed. But what is very unique about Carroll County is that we are a community. We are caring for each other. We have great supporters throughout the county, and we're
everybody
a family.
Everybody I know lives in Hempstead came, never left.
Yeah.
David's from Dundalk, and he built a bowling alley here.
That
he's like,
sense.
I'm from Carroll County. No, you're not. You're from Dundalk.
Right, no.
I'm not going back. I'm just where I am, you know. And people come out here, they really do love it. And every time I drive out, I'm like, it's not that far. I came over from Hunt Valley. I'm here in 15 minutes.
Sure.
It's,
yeah.
Now, when I lived downtown, it was a little further.
Yeah, it felt
but
a little
from the
further.
Beltway. But it really is a place where people identify this. And my buddy Tim Watts, who went to North Carroll, who I've had here, mm-hmm. Identify themselves as we're Baltimore, but we're a little different. You know,
we
identify a little differently, right?
Yeah, we do. But it's a great place to be, and it's peaceful. I find peace in this area, so that's great.
Well, I'm gonna roll the top down, find peace on an 80-degree day on my way
you
back.
You should.
How can I help you? Do you guys have a Super Bowl? Do you have a big event? Do you have something you do every year, or month to month, that is part of your fundraising that you
ball.
Do?
Yeah, so we have our chocolate ball gala, which
chocolate ball?
Yes.
I like chocolate and I like balls. Go ahead.
Yes. So this is a gala.
AC/DC reference.
I heard it.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Go ahead.
That was spot on. Well
so
done.
So our,
upper class, high society. Go ahead. Yeah,
yes.
Go ahead.
Oh,
I like.
Yeah. Go ahead. So chocolate balls.
So chocolate ball. is our big event in February near Valentine's Day.
Dark chocolate or?
Any kind
white
of chocolate, any kind of chocolate you want, chocolate theme. This year is a red carpet, Hollywood red carpet. We have over 300 elite members of Carroll County attend this gala. We're going to have a VIP champagne portion this
I wish
year.
I were an elite member of Carroll County.
You can be invited. You can still come.
You're invited.
What is it?
You're invited now.
February 7th.
Oh, all right. It'll be cold that night, but it'll be great.
It'll be great. We had such a good time.
It's Super Bowl week. I need to get away.
I know.
Let's go.
We were going to have Ryan Ripken there, but he said he was traveling and going to Super Bowl. Yeah, you come out.
You're welcome.
I'm there.
Be at the VIP.
We had a blast last year.
I like chocolate. I like balls.
Last year was a Roaring Twenties costume party, and man, it pulled no stops.
What am I wearing this year? Hollywood?
Yes.
I'm good with that. I
yes,
James Bond.
Like Bond. Yes,
right.
Exactly.
That would be
exactly.
Awesome.
I'm going to let my hair down and go as Fabio. Is what I'm gonna
oh,
do
perfect. And then just other new initiatives that we're putting in place is like our Taste of Giving, where a portion of proceeds go to CCYSB. I try to promote more local restaurants to promote community.
Like Green Mount Station right
yeah,
here.
Yeah, hey,
absolutely.
We need to do one here, too.
Awesome.
So our next one is going to be at Rock Salt. I'm looking at Tony Loco's doing one
mine.
There. And
I've had the crab cake at Rock Salt. I
yes.
had it on the tour 2 years ago before they changed management, but fantastic place downtown Westminster.
Yeah.
Brings back all my memories of Ravens camps back in the late 90s.
Yes.
Yeah, not much
yes.
has changed there. Just under new management, but it's pretty much the same.
Aaron is a great manager of Rock Salt. He really is.
I love Westminster, man. Boggers up on a hill with the breakfast and some ice cream, of course, peaches.
Sure.
Of course, man.
Yes. Yes.
It's God's country out here, Carol.
It truly is.
You know, and then with the restaurants doing that, what it also has been doing, if she would let you know, there have been some pretty cool stories that go along with it as far as folks coming in to the restaurant because of the day and then understanding that it is a thing and it's not just for youth. There have been adults that have felt comfortable enough now to go and look into
and get
what's
help.
Going on and get help.
Yeah.
How many years you been at Carroll County Youth Service?
So I actually started in October of 2024.
Okay, so last year.
Yes.
If there's a success story that you've seen in the first year, meeting someone that said, I got helped here, changed my life, those are the stories when I've worked. I mean, I've been doing this 35 years, and I go back to helping Ed Block in the 1990s, and I'm thinking, man, that little 12-year-old kid I met that day is now 42 years old.
Wow. Yeah.
And when I see those kind of people
stories.
Hey, you did this back then, I'm like, that was last century, but look at you. You're doing good, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you try to help people along the way, so you run into them a little later on, and
absolutely.
Check in on them. Right?
I have a wonderful story, and it absolutely touches my heart because I was so new to the organization and wanting to do so well for them because I love my community. And I put on a breakfast at the Bureau event where businesses can come to our facility and get to know us and take a tour. And I was reaching out to our chamber members. And one of the chamber members said, hey, Lise, I'm glad you reached out. Can I give you a call? And he gave me a call and he said, I wanted to let you know that I had gone through CCYSB as a teenager and I really appreciate all the help that you guys provided me. And he was working at a very he had a great job. And I told him, be proud of you. You took the advice. You took the initiative to make the change. We were just a tool to help you.
Let's get him to the chocolate ball.
Oh, he will.
We got to get him to the chocolate ball, right?
He'll be there.
All right, good.
He'll be there.
Hopefully you get to meet him.
So proud of him. And the fact that he was willing to share his story, the willing that he came to the breakfast and shared his story with others to say, I made it through this. They were my hope and they were my guidance. And look at where I am
now.
That's
a power story. That's why we do it, right?
That's right.
I love it.
Nice. Well, Lisa Weaver is here. She is the Major Gifts and Planned Giving Officer. That's a lot. It's a hell of a title you got there.
I know, right?
I do all that. She's with Carroll County Youth Service Bureau. We met on LinkedIn, just like I met Melody Barron on LinkedIn, but just trying to get people together. And I was coming up Carroll County. I said, I want to do something. And I looked up and I found you. And I'm like, I'm going to invite these folks out. Anthony Santiago is here. We're at Greenmount Station. We are what I call in the heart of Hampstead in Carroll County, right next to the bowling. I got Duck Pin Bowling. I got duck pin bowling, and I can bet OTB, right. And I can watch every game on satellite here, and they got crab cakes and unlimited booze.
Can't go wrong.
I might never leave. I told
them,
if I come out here and do Taylor Swift dance party night at the Greenmount Bowl,
that's a real thing.
I'm down.
Give me a room.
That is a real thing.
You better
thing.
Get me a driver
joking,
or a room.
Folks. That's a real thing.
Something happening. But Carroll County Youth Service Bureau helps people up here, not just youth, everyone. You can learn more at ccysb.org. That's ccysb.org. That's Carroll County Youth Service Bureau. Very easy. And Anthony's over at the Worthington Financial Partners. He's over in Timonium. Sits on the board, doing good things. Well, I hope you guys have a good summer. I hope summer comes. It feels like it's finally here, right?
Finally.
Right around the corner.
I had two fried crab cakes, because that's the way I roll, because I'm from Dundalk, up here. And I'm ready for summer. I got 16 crab cake tours stops on the dance card this summer, and not even a chocolate ball. I'll say that. But next Friday, we're going to be at Fadley's at Lexington Market. We're also going to be back in Carroll County. We're going to be at Eldersburg. I believe it's July 18th, 16th, 16th, 18th. Anyway, it's middle of July. We're going to be at 1623 Brewing over in beautiful Eldersburg. We're going to be in Reisterstown at Reader's on the 26th of this month. We're also going to be at the Y at the pool at Randallstown on Liberty Road. We're going to be doing that 2 weeks from now. And the new Costas at the racetrack in Timonium that also has an OTB. So two OTBs in 1 month. My thanks to the Maryland Lottery, our Back to the Future scratch-offs. I feel like Oprah. You get a ticket. Did you get one over there?
Right,
you got
here.
One already. All right, you got number
right
12. On. What number did you get there? That's 63. All right, I'm making sure I'm giving lucky numbers
number.
Out to everybody. Melody already says she was going to win the 10 grand when I gave her her ticket earlier. My thanks to Melody Barron from LinkedIn Local for stopping by. They have an event at the zoo on Wednesday. Wednesday night, the 11th, before we get to Fadley's on the 13th. Chris and Dave, everybody up here is always great with us at Greenmount Station, making us feel at home. And my buddy Howard Scher from Duck Doctors, who came up. We did a little rock and roll. We did some old school hockey, as well as some Orioles and some Raven stuff and some Justin Tucker stuff as well. Luke is going to be joining me next Friday at Fadley's. It's a big weekend. The Orioles are in Sacramento, California. Got some great stuff on the radio as well. If you want to support the chocolate ball, I get that at ccysb.org. I can purchase tickets, get information.
Correct, right on the website, and there's sponsorships right on there under giving and donations. And if you don't feel that chocolate ball is a fit, there is a link to donate.
Chocolate ball. Now, my wife is diabetic, and the chocolate ball is a fit for her. If she can make it, anybody can make it.
Yeah, she could. She can come.
February 7th. That's a Saturday night. I got it in here right now.
Yeah, awesome.
Good time.
2026. God, we're getting old, right?
I know, right?
That's the first time anybody's made me look at next year's calendar.
I'm glad I did something today.
I'm just trying to live through June. Trying to get to July.
Right.
I'm buying yellow bananas.
We're talking
at this
about
point.
Summertime and crab fests, man. That's
support our friends here at CCYSB.org. They're up here at Carroll County doing the right thing with the Youth Service Bureau. My thanks to everybody up here. My thanks to the Maryland Lottery, Curio Wellness, and Foreign Daughter for putting us out on the road. Liberty Pure Solutions as well. I am Nestor. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, signing off from God's country. I call it Hampstead, Carroll County, and Greenmount Station. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking. Baltimore, positive.